Welcome to Be Strong Minded Podcast. I'm Petia Kolibová, a mind, body, and soul transformation guide, meditation teacher, fitness and wellness expert, self-love junkie, and lifestyle entrepreneur. Each week, I will be offering an interview or idea that will support you to build a strong mindset and confidence to leave behind your past suffering, enjoy the present moment, and create the life you deserve. I will take you on a journey of self-discovery by elevating your energy and connecting with your soul while offering simple steps and tools you can use right now to create a healthy and empowered life you love. Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in another episode of Be Strong Minded. Today with me, my guest, it's not only beautiful, but she's also incredibly powerful and inspiring woman. For those who don't know yet Susan Adams, she is a best-selling author, transformational speaker, intuitive success coach that is sharing her zest for life with audience around the globe. Susan was a speaker at the 2016 Hay House World Summit and has recently been featured on TV on NBC and Fox. She is thrilled to be leading workshops and retreats around the world. She also loves to share her secrets to success and empowerment with you through her books, digital courses, and inspirational talks. Susan is on a mission to empower women to reach their highest level of fulfillment and potential. Thank you so much for making the time today, Susan.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure and an honor to be here. Thank you.
Absolutely. You know, when I was learning about you and I started to watch your work online and Instagram, and I'm like, she has so many keywords for me. Like, there was empowerment, there was a woman, there was a fullest potential, and Hay House. I just love Hay Radio, Hay House, Hay Meditations. And to be honest, Louise Hay was the one who transformed my life. She turned everything around for me. And so I know that people who are working with the Hay House or are aligned with their mission are true soul shifters and world changers. So yeah, absolutely. I'm like, I gotta talk with her. And you know, I'm wondering, because your story, it's really powerful. And for those who didn't hear it, can you please share a little bit about how you empowered yourself and how did you come out of the spiritual closet? Because I think it's really funny.
I was so in the spiritual closet at first, because when I started to awaken, there was so much that I wasn't aware of, right? And so I spent so much of my life, I like to say, fitting into a box, trying to be the person that I thought I was supposed to be, trying to do everything that I thought would make everyone else happy. And I wasn't even aware that I was doing this, right? I think so many times we do this on a subconscious level and we're not even aware that we're doing this. And I could talk about this for like 20 minutes. So for the sake of time, I'll just say that, you know, I spent a lot of time really, really searching for fulfillment through relationships, through shopping sprees, through career achievements, through whatever it was that would get me that surge of energy, and spending in nightclubs, right? And it never would work. It would work temporarily. And then there was always just that feeling in the pit of my stomach telling me there has to be more, there has to be more, there has to be more. And long story short is I got to a point of depression in my life where 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon would roll around and I would be like, where's the wine? Or like, I need a Xanax. Or, I mean, it was ridiculous, right? And the worst part about it is I didn't even think it was that abnormal, because so many people are like, oh, just have a glass of wine to take the edge off or get a prescription. And it didn't, you know, it took me a minute to do that for a couple months. And I was finally like, this isn't me. This is not my truth. And I don't want to go on like this. And I started to, for the first time in my life, tune into what is my mission? What is my purpose? Why am I here? Right? And I think so many times we don't even ask ourselves, like, why am I living and breathing? Like, what is my purpose? And I had never sat with that. And when I started to sit with it, it got me excited and it got me interested. And I just became obsessed. I started reading every personal development book, every self-help book, every book on spirituality. I started learning about energy. I started learning about angels. I started learning about happiness and vibration. And I was like, oh my gosh. And, you know, I was just really activated and on fire. And, you know, then I started to learn about kind of where we're evolving as a species and really where we're moving, and realizing that I had a really powerful piece. And, you know, we all do. I believe if you're listening to this conversation, then you're being called as well, right? Because there are a lot of us, and we've got to do this thing together. And so now I'm proud to say that, you know, my life is completely transformed. I am spending my days empowering people, helping people to really connect to their own mission in a really powerful and abundant way. And each time we do this, we're creating a ripple effect, right? And so I am, you know, finally feeling fulfilled from the inside out. And it doesn't mean you don't want things anymore, that you don't want success or you don't want, you know, things to happen, but it means that you're okay and you're lit up anyways without it.
I love it. And, you know, so like I can see myself in your story too. Like 6 years ago, I was so depressed, you know, numbing with food and shopping. And it would be just this like band-aid of, okay, I'm feeling right now. But before you even like finish your glass of wine or before you just, you know, walk out of the store, you already feel even more emptiness because it's just all on the exterior, on the outside, and that never lasts. So I'm wondering, because I got obsessed and, you know, like with every book and listening, everything, do you believe there is also such a thing like too much information? And isn't it another way of numbing, like getting the coaches and going all these events and reading? Isn't it again running away from yourself?
Okay, so there's a twofold answer to this, because first of all, if you're like, for me, it wasn't like an addiction. It was an obsession that was transforming my life. So I was reading, I was wanting to know. I'm still listening to podcasts. I'm not reading as much as I wasn't, you know, especially in the beginning, but it was like, I wasn't running. I was genuinely interested. I will say, it got to a point where it was like out of hand, and I did have to be like, I'm not going to read for 3 weeks. And that was like devastating. Right. And I was like, okay. And you know why? Because I was like, I've got to start to figure out what is fun for me, because what used to be fun for me was going out drinking and doing, you know, being around people that were gossiping. Not that that was, you know, just being around friends that maybe weren't as, you know, high vibe as I wanted to be at in the moment. And so I started to have to sit with and think about what is fun for me and what can I do that feels really good and exciting and in alignment. The other thing I want to say about the obsession with reading and coaches and, you know, all of that is, I want to say two things. First of all, if you're reading nonstop and you're listening and you are in the spiritual closet and you're not taking action, then there's really no point, right? Because if you're going to hire the person or go to the event and you're still going to play small and you're not going to do anything about it, then yeah, that is a kind of a form of numbing. But if you're actually receiving the transformation, and transformation is going to look different for everyone based on what your goals are, right? Then I believe it's a piece of acceleration. Another thing is, a lot of personal development books are amazing and great. A lot of them are tough to read if you're not activated on a certain level, you know? And so I was very activated. It was easy for me to read all those books, but some of them I could get like a lot, you know, 90% of the population wouldn't understand these. And so that was actually a big motivator for me to write my book, Musings of an Earth Angel, which was meant to be, it's a fictional fictional book, you know, and it's about a girl having an awakening and travels the world, and she learns about self-love and she learns about divine communication and how to combat negativity in her mind and all of this stuff, but it's in a really magical, mystical way. And so I wanted to create a book that really anyone could read. You didn't have to be activated on a certain level. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. You're right. Because as you're saying it, and like I said, you keep talking and I'm here just like nodding, because it's like, yes, yes, yes. Like I've been there. I remember that there were books, like, for example, I remember, I think it was like 3-4 years ago, somebody told me about Abraham Hicks and Esther Hicks. Like, mm-hmm. You got to listen to it. And I listened, I was so annoyed. I'm like, what is this? I don't get it. Why there are people talking? It's a woman. She talks like a guy. Like my first interaction, I'm like, this is annoying. Why do people are laughing there? There I cannot hear her, you know? So, right. And then last year I was going through some personal challenges and my really great friend, Rubina, she was like, hey, listen to this. And of course, Esther Hicks talking about, you know, relationships. And I tune into it. I was like, oh, yes, yes. And finally, I got it. I understood. I tuned in. And Susan, I was listening to Esther every single day. It's like, you know, like you're choosing the song of the day. I was choosing Esther of the day. Like, how am I feeling today? What do I need? So I really resonate with there are some things that you are not ready yet. Like you said, you're not activated. So I think it's really brilliant idea to write a book that anyone can read and everybody can find something of them, some truth in it, mm-hmm. for them and what they can do and apply. And then you can revisit the book and find something else. That's the magical part.
Well, and even if you're not into spirituality, if you're into spirituality, you'll love it. But even if you're not, it's like you subconsciously get all of the lessons, and but you're still like, you know, you're in a mystical, magical story, because like it's a really fast read. One of my friends that is, she got my book and she's had 2 kids, and she called me and she's like, Susan, I got your book. I'm gonna let you know I am busy. I've got these 2 small children. It's gonna be a while. 2 days later, she calls me. When's the next book coming out? She finished the book in 2 days. Wow. And so it's like, she's not super into spirituality. So it's like, it's funny because anyone can really enjoy it. And then that, you know, there are all different levels. And I love Abraham Hicks too.
And And I also remember, I'm sure you know the book of Eckhart Tolle, mm-hmm. The Power of Now. That book, I was going back and forth with it like 2 years too. I'm like, I read it, I don't get it, I keep reading it. And because when I read it, I'm like, yes, it resonates, it makes sense, it's just being here, being present,
right?
It just wasn't landing, you know. So it's really amazing. I'm wondering, your friend, what did she mention, what was the most valuable for her, what did she find, if she's not into spirituality?
Well, it helped her to awaken, right? So then she started to be curious, and she started to be open to things that she would have never been open to. Because what happens, you know, my book, there's a certain energy that came forward for that book. And so when you read it, you can't help but feel the divine energy and the vibration of the book, quite honestly. And so she felt that. And that's why she read it so quickly, is because I think it was kind of the first time that she had really felt that. And so, you know, it really helped her to start opening up.
That's amazing. How does it feel to crack open and awaken people?
I do it all the time in my own.
You know, but how beautiful is that? You know, that you know that you're truly transforming people's life, and it's not like fitness trainer, you help someone to lose 10 pounds, then they might gain it back. Once you're awakened, like once you really expand, there's no way you can go back.
Right.
So that's really amazing.
Thank you.
So was there any, like, for you, defining moment in your life where you truly step into your power? Or was it just this curiosity about spirituality and yourself that was slowly, like, peeling the layers and opening you up?
No, for me, it was very, very, like, whoosh. I changed my entire life very quickly. Like, once I became aware, that was it. You know, I started my business, I wrote my book, and I just kept going. Now, it's always a journey, right? And I will say, like, speaking is the perfect example. So, you know, I help entrepreneurs to build businesses, and a lot of times speaking is a great avenue to introduce people to your work, or even just workshops to get people in your space and just to start. And I remember when I first started, you know, I would have an event and 14 people would come out, but it was like, I was like, okay, like, give me a microphone. And then before you know it, like, three months later, I had 45 people, right? And that was the third one. And so what I want to just parlay to anyone that's listening is, I think sometimes we make excuses, like, who's going to come? No one's going to come. Who's going to show up for me? And the answer is, if you don't show up for yourself, no one. Right? If you don't show up for the people that are waiting for you, no one is going to come. But if you say yes, if you take action, even when it's scary, if you show up, then that's a turning point. That was a turning point for me, was thinking, okay, I've got to stop thinking about this and actually implement it. And another thing I want to say is, because for me, and I know for a lot of my clients, they'll feel like, I'm not ready yet, or who am I, or I don't have the qualification. And I want to say, no matter where you are on the journey, there's always someone 2 to 10 steps behind you that is ready for you and that needs your services, right? So for me, that was a really big turning point. Like, I was great just to start going, but then there to get to each next level, you have to embody a new, bolder vision of who you really are. And I'm, of course, still on that journey, still growing and still learning, and just really trying to enjoy it and make some time for fun along the way.
I love it. And truly, that's something that I've been sharing with my clients too, because they have this, oh, who am I? Like, I don't have as many testimonials. I don't have as many clients. I'm just starting up my business. And I love that you said that there is always, there is 8 billion people. Come on. There's always someone who is 2 to 10 steps behind you. And what they want is just get that one step ahead. They just want to keep going, and you can truly guide them because you already been there. And while you're guiding them, you're still keep going. Right. So it's beautiful because you can still keep expanding. And, you know, I really love how you said embody bolder version of yourself. How do you do that?
You continue to challenge yourself. You continue to say yes when it's scary. And most importantly, you get in the energy and in the space of people that elevate you, people that help you to feel expanded, people that help you to shed the layers, because we're not meant to do this alone, right? And this is one of the things, Ignite and Expand is my company. We do an event in Sedona in September. We do a leadership summit in Palm Beach. Look at your eyes.
Sedona, oh my gosh, it's my dream. I never been.
Oh, we just got back. It is so powerful. And we do a leadership summit in Palm Beach, Florida in April. And what happens in those rooms is beyond anything that words can explain. Because just like you were saying, like, once you're awakened, you can never go back, right? Once you get a taste of that new embodied feeling, it's not that you can't shrink, because you can, but it's really hard, right? And so when you can immerse yourself in a certain level of energy and support and embodiment for a few days, you're in it, right? And that's the quickest, fastest path to transformation and to success, right? And so I think that's how you really do it, is you find someone and you'll know, you get in their space, and, you know, usually it's someone that's accomplished things you want to accomplish, someone that you just are drawn to magnetically, you might not even know why. And get in their space for a few days and see what happens.
So would you say that this is, because I know that we will become as the people that we surround ourselves with. So would you recommend this to, like, your mentor, your coach, going to the events? So you can be in that space. You mean like going to the events and conferences?
Yeah. But you're asking me what I recommend my mentor. I guess I'm confused about that.
Oh, no. I mean, I was just saying, if this is the way you recommend, like having a mentor, having a coach, to events, conferences.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes, I just want to make sure I understood the question.
She's like, why she wants my mentor? No, I'm keeping them.
I'm like, I don't tell my mentors what to do. They hopefully they're a few levels ahead of me, right?
So, yes.
Absolutely. Like, I think, yeah, I mean, I'm not saying not to have a coach if that's what feels aligned, because the programs are absolutely valuable and will help you in a way. So, as you know, there's so many different ways to coach, but there is just something about the in-person events and being in that space. And, you know, for me, I still go to events, and that's why one of the reasons why I created them and love to host them is because you just can't quantify the results and the success that comes out of just 3, 4, 5 days together.
Yeah, I love that. And I know that I went to Bliss Project with Lori Harder. Yeah. And I connected with so many beautiful women and people. And it was truly empowering, because when I went there, I wanted to set the intention just to be open to whatever is there for me and going out of my comfort zone and really connecting with people. And that was in March, I believe. And in April, I launched my podcast. In next week, I'm launching my TV show here in Las Vegas. So it was such a catalyst, and it wouldn't happen for me if I wouldn't take the action, like you said.
Right.
Like,
right.
Not just like listening, but really tuning in. And
congratulations, by the way. Those are all exciting things.
Thank you. Thank you. And that's why I really love sharing the journey of the people who are truly living their dream life and really feeling fulfilled. Because when I look at you and when I look at your work, you truly are walking your talk, you know?
Yeah, we have to be real. You know, a lot of people, you were saying before, you know, in our pre-chat, that this isn't just, you like to connect with people that aren't just pretending, right? And there is, you know, on social media, it's easy to get caught up in the trap of, I'll do it too sometimes, of just posting, you know, your best life or doing whatever. And that's why I really try to get real with myself and try to be authentic, because the truth is every day is not perfect. We're going to have good days and bad days, but there is always a choice, right? You have a choice in how you perceive things. You have a choice in how you show up. You have a choice in how you present yourself. And I'm not saying, you know, to take an extremely unflattering picture and post it all over the internet. But I am saying that you can be real if you're having a bad day, or just show up just as you are. And also just there's an energy that's felt, right? When you show up in pretend mode versus showing up being really authentic. And there's also power and vulnerability, because your audience can connect with you so much more when you're open and vulnerable. And I'm sure you experienced this at Lori's event, is that's a beautiful place to share vulnerability is in these sacred events that we're all holding. And that's a big, huge piece of why the transformation is so big as well, because we can be real and we can let others catch us, and we can just release a whole lot and in turn bring in a whole lot more high vibrations, right?
Yes, absolutely. And you're right. Like, when Lori was on the stage, it was really not about being perfect. It was about showing up as she is and knowing she will be loved and accept that, because the people they go there are there because of who she is.
Right.
And that's really amazing. And I'm wondering, you were mentioning that when you started to be awakened and spiritual, and when you really tap into who you really are and felt empowered, you started your own business. So how did that help you? What did you do before you awakened, and what did you do after?
So I had a corporate career in sales, and I just was done one day, and I was just fed up, and I just quit. I don't recommend people doing that at all, actually, because, I mean, I haven't plenty of money saved, but it's like, you always want a bridge. You want a transition, right? And so I just quit my job. I focused on my book, and I started to build my company and my business, but the first year I wasn't really focused on revenue, right? And We are human beings, and we need to feed ourselves and buy clothes and travel. And I have expensive tastes. Like, I like to do things. And so I ended up opening myself up to different revenue streams and having, you know, corporate consultation opportunities show up and other things show up to help me to get off my feet in the beginning, right? And there's really no shame in that. And sometimes people think that if they're not making money right out of the way in their mission, you know, right out of the gate in their mission-based business, that they're failing. And that's not true at all. Because what I teach is you want to open up yourself to money to show up for you through the path of least resistance. And you'll know with Abraham Hicks, right?
You're really reading my mind. Hold this through interview. So it's a little scary. You're good.
You know, and so then it's just eventually it's like a snowball effect. And, you know, one of my mentors taught me that you put 10 in, you put 10 in, you put 10 in, you get one out, you put 10 in, you get one out. Eventually you put 8 in, you get 2 out. Soon you're putting 5 in and getting 5 out. And then at some point you're putting 2 in and you're getting 10 out, right? And so sometimes in the beginning, we feel like we're in this uphill battle, we're in this uphill climb, but you just got to keep going. It's all about the momentum, and it gets easier. And then sometimes you set a new goal and it's like, oh, I'm back at that space again, right? Because of where it is that you want to go. And so, you know, now I have a thriving business and it's so much fun, but you know, I'm still always striving to get to the next big thing. And I have to realize, like, okay, where can I sit and just acknowledge myself? Where can I sit and look at all the things I've accomplished? And more importantly, look at all the wins and big, huge transformation my clients have, you know, because I've got clients that are going from, a client messaged me today that she, before she got into one of my programs, she had only made $500 and she just had a $7,000 month, right? Mm. We've also got clients in a high level program that have gone from like $50,000 to $100,000 months. I also have clients that don't need the money, that just want to start to do it for a mission. They're supported in whatever way. And so that's fine too. Like, it just really kind of depends. But I think everyone's journey is going to be different, and it's up to us not to judge other people's journey and just to understand that, like, whatever your path is, as long as you're showing up and opening your heart, and as long as you're in alignment with what your heart and your soul are calling you to do, then you're perfect. And that can look different for everybody.
Mm-hmm. I love that so much. Thank you. Because sometimes it does feel like you don't see the results yet. You keep going and you feel like, I just keep going and nothing is showing up for me yet. And you don't know that the seeds that you're planting are just sprouting under the ground still. Right. So I have a last question for you, Susan.
Sure.
Imagine that you are on your daily walk in the morning and there is a woman who walks up to you and says, I love your work. I love how empowering, beautiful, and energetic you are. What can I do today to feel empowered and confident as you are? What would you tell her?
I would tell her to own her worth. I would tell her to stop playing small. I would tell her to give herself permission to do what she desires to do and to boldly keep moving forward with both feet on the ground and her head held high.
That's incredible. Thank you so much, Susan. So I will share all your links of your website and social media in the show notes, but is there any specific place that you love to connect with new audience?
Yeah, message me on Instagram. I'm personally on there. My team helps me with other platforms as well. I'm on there as well, but definitely on Instagram. And I look forward to connecting.
Thank you so much for your time. It was really beautiful and empowering. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Yes, what a pleasure.
Thank you so much for spending your time with me on the Be Strong Minded podcast. I'm happy we could share this time together to create a space for the new exciting life that is on its way. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing and I would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes. Leave us honest thoughts and comments. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would be really appreciated if you can help us on a journey to